Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 354. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Four to you too.
And a happy new four. That's really nice. Today has been a day where I've been waiting for to finish things, just like can't wait for that so that I can do that. I can't wait for that so that I can do that.
Like jobs or nice things?
Oh, like a combination.
Okay.
But mainly jobs because I was at work.
Because you're an adult.
Yeah.
And life is really boring.
Really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I'm at this point where you can kind of like, I mean, we're still recording and I still have to, you know, do stuff, but it's kind of like, ah, you know what I mean?
It's nice. You love talking to me.
I love talking to you.
Have you seen that meme of, you know, as a kid I used to roll my eyes when adults would say, if it's not one thing, mm-hmm. it's another. It's just one thing after another. Like, and I can confirm as an adult, it is one thing after another.
That's right. Yeah. And when they would say, oh, you're only a kid once.
Yeah.
You enjoy it. And you're like, shut up, old person.
Yeah.
Or you were like, come on, let's play this game that I'm making up on the spot and probably doesn't make any sense, but I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to run around the backyard for 20 minutes with me?
I don't get it.
What is wrong with you?
Come with me. I do remember you as a child, Leah, because
that's great,
I had a front row seat to it.
Yeah.
And you used to say, I don't want to grow up. Being a kid's the best. And as a kid, I remember thinking, she's nuts.
She has no idea. She hasn't tried adulthood yet.
Look how great it is.
Yeah.
And Leah, I can confirm.
Am I right?
100% you're right.
I mean,
you get told what to do a lot, but let's be honest, as an adult, you still get told what to do. But
constantly told.
In a little bit more of a threatening way. Like if you don't do this, you're going to get a fine.
Yeah. If you don't do this, you don't get money because you no longer got a job.
Yeah. Mm. And you have to do it my way, which may not be the most efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. Or this is what happened in my previous job.
Oh, yeah.
This is how we do it. Okay. Why are you doing it like that?
Because we've always done it like this.
This is how. No. Why would we? Now we're going to not only not do it that way, but we're not going to do it. When were you going to tell us?
I didn't.
Just now, because I'm really a disorganized person.
My job's the opposite, where I'd be like, no, now we're going to do that twice. Why?
It's because just better if we do it twice.
Because decision's been made. Oh, when were you going to tell us? I'm telling you now. Thanks for the heads up for something's happening now. Yeah, being a kid was great.
Mm.
Learning to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Like a slippery dip was the most fun thing. You could spend hours on a slippery dip.
Swing is still really good, but a swing. Being allowed to ride up to the end of the street back.
Oh, yeah.
Come back when you finish doing it, but you can.
Just come back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Keep telling me, like, come back, say, I'm going to do it again.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm alive, but I'm going to go again.
Yeah. Tonight's dinner, because we're recording in the evening, is a satay, chicken satay, kind of a curry kind of thing. There's lots of green veggies in there and some cauliflower. Do you know why?
Because that's what you had?
That's what I had.
Uh-huh. It's also about 800 degrees Celsius.
It's like eating lava.
Mm.
Lava is from the earth, and a mythological place in that area is hell. And I will be talking about something to do with hell a little bit later on.
Okay.
Also, how well do you know Danny DeVito?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll test that very soon.
Okay.
And seeing September's done.
Yeah, and it has finished.
I thought we could have a look at a few things on different streaming services that we can get excited about for the month of October.
Nice.
Have I done any spooky ones? Just one. Because it's too spooky. So instead of news, it is streaming, but it's streaming news. Therefore,
I really enjoy these monthly
me too.
Ones.
It helps me.
Well, yeah, because then when I see it preview, I go, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I heard of that on the podcast that I did.
Yeah, I heard of that when we talked about
when
it.
We talked about it.
Okay, because it's kind of news, I'm going to say news.
News.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I think I'm going to go through different services. So I've just picked three this time. So there's Disney, there's Amazon, and there's Paramount Plus. I just want to look at what was there, you know?
Okay.
Which do you want to go first?
Disney.
Okay. Terrific, because that was the one that I had actually clicked on.
Fabulous. We're in sync.
I know, but we're not the band. Now, this has already come out as time of this episode releasing. It came out on Wednesday, 2nd of October. It's called The Last Days of the Space Age. Now, I watched a trailer of it and I like wishlisted or whatever you call it because it's Australian. It's set in the late 70s and it's all about like it's about a family. Do you want me to give you the synopsis or my general vibe? Okay, synopsis, great. It explores the intersection of a personal turmoil and global events. So there is a beauty pageant and it
is
comes
that
to
a global event?
Sort of. But there's like, you know, space, like we're going to the moon and that kind of thing, or we've been to the moon, or I don't know, like here's a satellite.
Okay, interesting.
Yep, and this beauty pageant comes to a small Australian town and you kind of focus on three families. Now, the reason why I wanted to watch it.
They're quite enjoying Australian outback towns in shows at the moment, aren't they?
Yes.
It's having its thing, having its moment.
Speaking of moments, having another one, Jesse Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Neighbours, wasn't he? And then he was in House?
Yeah, House. That's it.
So he's being an Australian dad and he's got a beard because he's a big boy now.
He's grown up.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch that. I think seeing it's on Disney, they will release probably a couple of episodes at the beginning and then we'll only release one at a time.
So time for honesty. Are you watching it because Jesse Spencer's in it, or are you watching it because the synopsis really tickled your fancy?
Option three.
What?
Nostalgia of a bygone era. So the late 1970s is close enough to the 80s that I feel like
you're
I would pick
so
up on nostalgia.
Niche.
You asked for an honest answer.
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
You're so welcome. And for people who want to enjoy a bit of music, Road Diary, this is on the 25th of October, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, massive band, have been around. I mean, he and them have been around since the 80s. And I think those kind of documentaries, those music documentaries are amazing. Like, I almost feel like you shouldn't know too much about the person. You just need to know, oh, Bruce Springsteen, he's famous. Yeah. And then you watch this and you're like, oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get why he's as famous as he is. So that's
Disney
on the 25th.
Do good music docos.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah. And that sums it up for that one. Now, Paramount Plus or Amazon?
Amazon.
Okay. Obviously, I'm going to pick the one that was a bit controversial earlier in September when the trailer came out and people were getting really angry about it because it's so weird, right? People on the internet getting angry.
Oh my God, the internet. I mean, they're so level-headed.
So
it's
level-headed.
It's really unusual for them.
They got really angry about the fact that the Ghost of Tsushima sequel got a preview, I don't know, last week or something like that, and it's set a couple of hundred years after the original one. That's not a problem. It's a female lead character now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just taking away male characters. They're just taking away. It's really unfair.
Geez, I wonder who are those people who are complaining.
Doesn't make any sense. Like, I just cannot pinpoint the stereotype.
No.
It's not. But those sort of people and other people on the internet were complaining about the Australian version of The Office. They thought that the trailer looked terrible. I thought, I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
Yep.
Now, the premise of it is, I mean, she's obviously a terrible boss. She's David Brent and the American one. I can't remember his name right now. I've gone blank. I've just been rewatching the UK Office. But Tom, no, that's not his name. Doesn't matter. Well, let's just forget about him. Stop it. Steve Carell, just whatever. Come on, guys. the boss lady, we're no longer working from home. We're all coming back into
coming
the
back
office.
In. Yeah. Perfect. Place
Isn't that
for
a great premise?
Start.
Really, Bloody really good. It. So I'm going to watch the hell out of that. Oh, I'm so excited.
Talking about nostalgia shows, going completely off topic.
Yep.
Christmas they are releasing the final Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, I saw that.
And
I haven't seen it, but I saw that they were doing
and
it.
So I'm putting you on to a challenge. Ooh, it did say a couple of weeks ago where it said all you would have to do is watch 1.5 episodes of Gavin and Stacey.
Get an idea.
Gavin. That might get you a completely different show. Gavin and Stacey, a week to finish in time.
That's really doable.
It's so doable because it is that same sort of feel as The English Office, The Royal Family, all of those ones. You're going to love it. And I really, that's what we're doing on Christmas, Leah.
Mm.
Christmas evening.
I love it.
We are watching Gavin and Stacey. Mm. So get on to it.
Deal. Absolute deal. Another one that I thought was interesting, this is actually already out, 1st of October, but it's kind of like please remember to watch this kind of thing. Challenges. This is the film with Zendaya, and she plays the tennis player and she gets injured.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I remember watching the trailer and thinking.
Who's that, Paramount?
No, this is Amazon.
Oh, Amazon.
So it's out now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. When you see those kind of things and they've come to a streaming service that you have, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'll do that.
I'll definitely watch that. So that's my little memory reminder mainly for myself. But if you want to be on board with that reminder as well, more than happy. Beetlejuice is not.
Yeah.
You can't, but it's coming soon to rent or buy on Amazon, just so you know. So if you want.
That's really good to know.
You know, probably only costs like $6 or something, right?
I mean, my millennial nature wants to get really annoyed at paying extra money when I already pay for a streaming service.
I know.
But then again, I did grow up in the era of video stores where you would race to that wall of new releases.
See if we can get it.
You'd pay your $6. Uh-huh. And then you'd watch it as many times as you possibly could before the next afternoon.
I feel like it was $5 or something.
I don't
$7
know.
$7 back then.
Or was it overnight? $7 a week?
No. It was like $2 or something a week, like in the beginning. In the beginning? Because we were there in the beginning of it.
We cut the ribbon.
We did. They were like, what are these two doing here? It's really weird that you would pick. Anyway.
Do you remember when I vomited in Video Easy?
No.
Don't you remember?
No.
Okay. Do you remember what colour carpet they had?
Was it blue?
Yeah. Like royal blue. Bright blue.
Because it was a classy establishment.
Until I arrived. And I had been.
I got vague memories. I was embarrassed.
Yeah, me too. I'd been eating mangoes at home. So you can imagine what colour I added to the carpet, and I'm pretty sure it was in front of the new release wall.
And no one could get Back to the Future 3. It's terrible.
It just came all of a sudden.
You were like that as a kid though. You were like,
I think I might vomit.
I think I'm going to vomit. You're like, what? But
you were fine doing cartwheels 10 seconds ago. Maybe that's why.
Oh. Remember we were talking about Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, we always talk about her.
Yeah, she's our fave.
But we were saying how she's going to retire at the end of Matlock. Matlock's this season, 18th of October. It's a Friday night on Paramount Plus. If you want to get on board, people are saying it's a very, very good show. And she is amazing in it.
She is amazing.
She's amazing.
We just happened to watch her in the 1992,
I think it was, which surprised me. I thought, no, it wasn't. It was 98 or something.
98 version of Annie. And she's Miss Hannigan. It was
good. So different.
It was a good version of it, though. She was really good.
That's a hard one,
to step into.
Because those kind of musicals, like Mary Poppins, you know, think you're Emily Blunt kind of thing. People have watched those for years. And also when they were kids, they watched them a million times. Mm-hmm. So in your head, you know who Annie is. And then to have a different Annie, you're like, what's going on?
That was probably the hardest bit.
Mm.
No, Daddy Warbucks.
Uh-huh.
I found that a hard transition. And Annie, a hard transition.
Yeah.
But everybody else, amazing.
You had Alan Cumming in it. He played the
and Tim Kristen Curry. Chenoweth.
Oh yeah, that's right. Chenoweth. She looked very young. Mm. I mean, she would have been, but she would have done a lot of Broadway by
just
then.
Broadway.
Was Wicked around in the late '90s? It wasn't. It was later, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm. So they're the things that I have said we should probably watch.
And we shall.
Stick them on the list. There's obviously heaps more, but I thought I don't want to overwhelm because I tend to say too much and then I forget the majority of them.
21 month.
21 month. Also, you're probably just going to go and look at it anyway. Just look on it and go, what do I want? Danny DeVito is what you want. And that will be coming up in a quiz a little bit later on. But why don't we get into these watching suggestions?
Do it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I watched a movie called Hellboy, The Crooked Man. This is a film, do you like what I did there?
Mm.
From a franchise that I, in my head, was pretty sure I knew a lot about.
Really?
I have not watched a single one.
No.
Well, the last iteration of it had David Harbour in it, you know, from Stranger Things, like the cop.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's it. I can get on board with that. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm sure I can jump in like five movies into it different.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It doesn't really, it just expects you to know who Hellboy is straight off the bat. It does give you bits of information, like he was born in hell. I think his mother died whilst having him because he's a demon and she looked like a human kind of thing. This is set in the 1950s.
Okay.
And he and a lady friend, they're just work colleagues. Stop, just okay.
Platonic.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop jumping to conclusions.
They're on a train and they've got important cargo.
Of course they do.
They got to make sure it gets to the final destination, right? But it's a spider. Kind of think like your funnel web kind of thing, but massive. And then it escapes.
No, nope, getting off. I don't care.
Well, the train derailed.
I'm
so
running.
It got off as well. And then they chase it into the woods. You wouldn't.
Not doing it.
You'd stay in the train.
Yeah.
You're like, it's derailed.
Oh, run that way. I'll stay
yeah,
here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then it's in the Appalachia Mountains. You know how they always like there's weird, strange comings and goings up here in these mountains? So there's a lot of that. And then there's a weird guy called The Crooked Man. And he's doing weird stuff around
crooked
there
stuff.
With like weird people, like just being weird. And I went, oh, it comes out in cinemas on the 10th of October. This is for Halloween.
Yep.
This is a Halloween movie.
Yep.
So if you want to, you know, get a little bit cozy, go to the movies, have a frozen Coke, a popcorn, sit there and watch Hellboy, which is a famous from comic book character, and just enjoy a Hellboy horror film. Watch it.
Was it super horror?
Nah. It was just, I mean, sort of, but not really. I mean, I could look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a very high threshold, as
no.
you know. You've got less of a threshold.
Yeah.
But I could watch it. And after a while, I was like, yeah, this is for Halloween. And I
got
just
it.
Sat back and I enjoyed it. I thought it was quite fun. I think maybe you would enjoy it more if you had watched other Hellboys. Hellblade. Hellboys. just so that you've got an idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think jumping in this far into a franchise and just being like, okay, entertain me, guys.
Yeah.
I think that was on me. But I would 100% say, do you want a movie night? Come on, let's go to the movies.
Let's
go to the cinema and go watch Hellboy, The Crooked Man, so that you can really get yourself all spooky ready for Halloween. Did you watch anything spooky?
Well, sort of spooky.
Really? I didn't think you would.
I watched a murder mystery. I watched what I think everybody is watching at the moment, The Perfect Couple on Netflix.
Yeah, right.
With Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber.
Now,
Liv?
The thing about those two.
Yes.
He's married or.
I know.
Are they still?
I don't know.
Married to her best friend, Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
So they've known each other for years.
For years.
This is great.
What was really great was that Nicole's accent dabbled.
Oh, God, what does she do?
It dabbled.
Do you reckon she hasn't gotten to the point. She's been at this point for quite a few years. Mm. She's like, I'm Nicole Kidman.
I don't care anymore.
I'm going to do whatever I want.
I think it's a very, I'm a Nicole Kidman portrayal of this character. She's a good actress.
She's doing a Nicole.
But she's Nicole. And then she has a number of times where it's a laugh. Now, not saying it's a Julia Roberts laugh, but it's quintessential Nicole Kidman laugh that you just go.
It's a little goofy, isn't it?
It's a little, her laugh's a bit goofy. A little giggly.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, oh, there she is.
Yeah, right. She's, it's endearing.
She's an Aussie. There she is. Just, you know. Yeah. Anyway, but that's all beside the point. It's The Perfect Couple is set on, I'm guessing, well, it is sort of Nantucket area in a super, super lavish mansion. Like I think at one stage they say a $40 million mansion.
And is it theirs?
It's theirs. It's their family holiday home. So they actually live in Manhattan.
So it's not even the real house.
Not their real house, but been in the family for years. And they're all there this 4th of July weekend because one of their sons is getting married. So everybody starts to sort of arrive. It's obviously a wedding with money because the rehearsal dinner looks like a normal person's wedding. Everybody's dressed
just up. Just casual, whatever.
Just casual on the beach. And all looks like it's really fun and happy and everybody's having a great, joyous time until the next morning, the day of the wedding, a wedding guest is found dead on the beach.
At least they got to go to the wedding.
No.
Oh, sorry, the rehearsal.
They had the rehearsal. Wedding cancelled because a little bit awkward. Mm-hmm. A little bit awkward. So it's this great murder mystery of.
Do you know who the person murdered is?
Not initially. By about episode maybe two, you do. But there's a lot in the first bit where you're like, well, who is it? Is that person there? And slowly, bit by bit, person by person, appears on that second day.
Yeah,
you're like,
right.
Okay, it wasn't them. Well, it wasn't them. But then who done it? Who did it? And it is based on a book, and you can tell it's based on a book because the story arcs, the character arcs are really good. It's in line with the Harlan Coben series.
Fun.
You know, when you just get a good one and you think, this is a great story. This is not just we've put all of our money into getting Nicole Kidman in this. It's
we've got Nicole Kidman because it's good.
Because it's good, mm-hmm. Exactly. And Nicole Kidman's a little bit like Reese Witherspoon, as in they don't do stuff unless it's an actual credible story.
Mm.
I think the title doesn't give it that credibility.
Okay.
But it's a really good story and there are so many characters and all of them have a well-rounded story that intertwines. So it's not sort of like, oh, you could have missed that person out. Didn't
yeah,
really matter.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's really good. And can I just say, you know how when a murder mystery starts, I like to just randomly pick somebody and say, oh, it's them. They did it. I got it right.
Oh, my God.
I got it right. It's all in the look they give. There's a clue in that first episode where they give a look and you're like, it's them.
I know it's you.
But, you know, I wasn't convinced until the very end that it was actually them because there were so many culprits.
Do you reckon the book is from a different character's point of view every chapter?
That's what I really wanted to know because I was
watching
it going,
that kind of book.
And is it a jump back and forth timeline?
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie, I shouldn't say
the series.
The series does.
They do that a lot.
Jump
like
back in time.
It's a popular storytelling method, isn't it? That's Netflix, yeah?
Netflix.
Really good.
Really
would
good.
Recommend. Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
I sort of watched an episode, maybe an episode in a little bit a night, but I would try and find moments in a day to be like, should
just
I?
Just a little bit.
Just
more.
Watch a little bit more.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. Oh, just rewind it and watch that 10 minutes again. You know, just
see if I can get any more clues.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's fun when you get that kind of show. Well, the last thing I want to talk about before we get into the quiz is, and the reason I'm talking about it, it's not a new thing, but it just sparked my train of thought for what on earth I'm going to do a quiz for.
Okay.
Quiz about. And it is because I jumped back in and watched Twins.
Nice.
Now, I think we watched that a fair bit. Growing up, it was on
100%.
Video, probably not as much as others. I think we probably watched Kindergarten Cop more.
Oh, we watched that a lot.
But
considering
this,
we don't like scary stuff.
I know. We should have watched Twins more, really. Mm. But I realised that how much we had watched it, because I don't think I've watched it since then. And there were, funnily enough, mainly Danny DeVito lines or things that he did that I was like, I remember that. Mm. Like when he finds out how much the car he stole costs if he delivers it to this guy, and it's $5 million, he can't say it at first. He's like, five more. And then he starts shouting it over and over and over again. Such an iconic moment. And you know, they're doing the same thing at the same time because they're twins.
Yeah,
you know,
I liked that.
Some little actions. And Kelly Preston is in it. Of course, John Travolta's late wife. So it was nice to see her. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember her in there.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten.
Who was the other one?
So she... I don't know her, but I know that I've seen her in other stuff. Yeah. She, for some reason, she kind of reminds me of Vanessa from You Can't Do That on Television, kind of, but not really. She's not awkward.
She's not an
awkward teen.
That sort of Jennifer Tilly voice?
Oh, sort of. I'm going to have to find her name now. You're really pushing it. Chloe Webb is her name.
Yeah, she's been in heaps of stuff.
She's been in... Sid and Nancy, Practical Magic, Tales of the City, Shameless. Yeah, quite a lot of stuff.
Two half and a men. Two and a half men, House, all of those ones like Medium, CSI,
stuff
Law
that
and
people
Order.
Watch.
But she's been in other stuff.
She's a busy working person, an actor who never stops. Do you want to?
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Elaine.
Who's Elaine? Well, there you go. I have to rewatch that now. Do you want to be a part of a quiz I like to call the Danny DeVito quiz?
I didn't know how much I really wanted to be a part of it, and it's a lot.
You're only human.
Yeah.
Was Danny born in Nevada or New Jersey?
I really want to say New Jersey, but it's Nevada, isn't it? It's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey.
So I got it right because I said I wanted to say
God.
That.
In a place called Neptune.
Cool. It's a good place to
If
live.
I had bothered, I would have found another town or city in the US named after another planet.
Yeah. Who could be bothered? But don't you feel like Neptune... Nevada sounds better.
It does. It does. It kind of be near Reno.
And Area 51.
Yes.
You're getting taken.
Yeah. You are. Off you go.
It's a direct portal.
See, in my mind,
Neptune.
That's right. New Jersey is more sort of like the suburbs of New York. Now, I know you can't say that, but that's my thought. That's my feeling.
Mm.
I feel it's probably a bit more suburban. I've been there, but I can't remember. Okay.
Look, my knowledge of New Jersey, Jersey Shore, Cake Boss, Real Housewives of New Jersey. So not really.
Cake Boss, I forgot that was a thing. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, okay.
Don't know how spot on I am.
Yeah. Mm. What film did Danny and Rita Perlman act as a married couple in?
Matilda.
I was looking up how long they've been married for.
A billion years.
But they separated for about a year in 2012, got back together. They got back together again. So it's been, I think they had been married for 30 years before 2012. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, so they just needed a holiday.
Have a little holiday.
It's just normal. Stop calling me.
Yes, just stop it. What year did Matilda come out?
I don't know. 95.
Oh, 96.
Oh,
that was really, really close.
That
was very close. Yeah.
No, not fair.
I got it almost right. What Batman baddie did he play in Batman Returns?
Penguin?
Yeah, he was a penguin. Mm.
Go me!
That was the one where Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman.
That's why I watched it.
It was so good. Because of Michelle Pfeiffer or the fact it was a cat?
Probably the cat, perfectly honest.
How many episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia are there? Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, because I don't know.
A, 12. B, 172. C, 182. So probably not 12, right? 172. One, 172. It's a lot.
I couldn't remember what the actual number was.
You were like
one something.
One of the numbers?
Yeah. Mm.
Final question. Danny DeVito directed the 1989 film War of the Roses, starring Kathleen Turner and who?
Michael Douglas.
I was sure I was going to stump you with that.
No way, Jose.
I was sure I was going to have to give clues. Wow.
I'm really good at some things.
Yeah. When was the last time you would have watched War of the Roses?
Probably when I was like sick in year three and had the day off.
Which is, it's really not a film that you should watch.
No.
You? But,
you I know. Don't think I understood it either.
Do you remember Peggy Sue Got Married?
Yeah.
I tried to find that recently. Couldn't find it. I mean, to stream, you know. You could buy.
Do you know what else was always on when you were sick? Mermaids with Cher.
Yeah, and Winona Ryder and
Christina Ricci.
Yeah, that's right.
Another one you probably shouldn't watch as a child. But you did because it had Christina Ricci and Winona Ryder.
Blah, 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 blah. And they dressed as a mermaid in one bit.
And that's why
and
you
that
watched
it.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, there's a lot that we can really unpack here and then pack it back up again and maybe pop it in a bag. You don't want to put it in a box. I just feel like a box is a little bit like we're not going to unpack it again.
Zip up your suitcase, go on holidays with Rita Perlman.
Fantastic idea. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Will you be my twin?
You're right.